Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 33. A $46 million loan from Racine County is part of the incentive package for InSinkErator, which announced this week plans to construct a new headquarters and lab in Mount Pleasant and expand production capacity at their facility in the city of Racine. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave says if approved by supervisors, the county will use available funds from its budget for the loan, along with some potential borrowing. Delagrave says the possibility of InSinkErator moving to St. Louis was a serious threat.
Thanks to InSinkErator and their commitment to Racine, as well as, you know, we worked hard at trying to be flexible. What will it take? And we were able to come together to get a deal. But yes, there was a serious threat, and we're grateful that InSinkErator expressed their loyalty and expressed their want to stay in Racine.
If the Village Board gives its approval, Mount Pleasant will kick in $600,000 from tax incremental financing for the project. The County Board's Executive and Finance and Human Resources Committees are scheduled to take up the loan this evening. InSinkErator is planning a $24 million facility at Highways 20 and V. About five dozen residents and business owners from West Racine met last night at Wilson Funeral Home to talk about their ideas for revitalizing the area, what's standing in the way of that goal, and how to start the process of doing something about it. Josh Sopchak, a member of the West Racine Business and Professional Association, said they want to work off a development plan from 2002 while coming up with new ideas.
What are things people would like to see in the area they live? What types of businesses do we need to market to bring into the area? Changes in the properties, and really just the direction of the community as a whole.
Working in groups, those attending the gathering discussed some of the things they would like to see in the area, from a grocery store, gas station, and full-service restaurant to a community garden and a link to the bike path. Some of the impediments included aging buildings, little in the way of public relations, and a lack of appeal to all ages. From here, groups of individuals will be formed to work on specific issues, which will be taken up at a future meeting. A committee of the whole meeting will be held in Racine by this time next month for administrative presentation and likely aldermanic comments on three high-profile development proposals: Machinery Row, the Lakefront Event Center, and the building at 615 Marquette Street for housing. Alderman Sandy Widener wanted an open discussion about all three, claiming procedural maneuvers around her availability and that some were discussed illegally in closed session. City Administrator Tom Friedel disputed claims of schedule maneuvering, improper closed sessions to talk about the projects, and selective scheduling of agenda items for the council.
After the meeting on Wednesday, the executive committee meeting, I made a point to stop and ask Alderman Widener about the fact that she had this communication in and that there were three items on it. I said to her, since we've taken up two of the items, I'm only going to schedule one of them. She replied to me, fine, and she walked away. I have no reason not to schedule these items when an alderman asks for them. I have no reason to hold them out, and I wouldn't act on them had I not heard that.
City Attorney Scott Letney, when asked if any open meetings law violations had occurred with closed session briefings on the three items, said, quote, not in my opinion. The Board of Education in the Racine County town of Yorkville has approved a referendum for the April ballot, asking taxpayers to approve more educational financing toward future sustainability. The question will ask approval for a recurring $490,000 above the state-imposed revenue limit. A survey to the community and three informational sessions led to last night's unanimous vote. Racine County Judge Emily Miller has sentenced 70-year-old Burlington resident Kenneth Cherick to 3 years in prison for his seventh drunk driving conviction, to be followed by 5 years of extended supervision. Cherick was arrested last June after his vehicle crashed into a parked motorcycle while attempting to leave a Highway 11 bar in the town of Burlington, sheriff deputies later finding him seated at the bar. His blood alcohol level measured 0.234, which the criminal complaint noted was almost three times the legal limit. When he gets out of prison, Cherick has to attend alcohol counseling for his addiction, for which Judge Miller also banned him from bars or liquor stores. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.